This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish, this week joined by Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights and also one of the authors at ageconomist.com. Brent, this week we're going to talk about trends in corn consumption, and with increases in productivity and aggressive expansion of cropland acres we've seen here in the U.S., we've made increased demand growth critical to improve the economic situation here in agriculture. You know, we need that demand now globally. Let's start with world demand and what we're seeing.
Yeah, Joe, it's we thought, you know, this week it would be interesting to take a look at something that gives us a little bit more positive picture, and that's how the demand for corn has grown over time. So when we look at it from 1990 to today, world corn consumption is about doubled. So we went from, actually it's more than doubled, it went from 473 million metric tons to just over a billion today. So that's about 3% demand growth a year, which I think is actually pretty strong.
That is pretty strong. Who are the two largest players out there right now?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. When you look at corn consumption, there's clearly two big players, and that's the United States and China. Those two countries alone account, in 2016, account for 54% of the world's consumption of corn, which is a lot. In fact, if you take the other eight largest consumers, they get to roughly about China's share of market. So, you know, the China at 23%, the U.S. at 31% are the biggest of all of those. And of course, when you look at it, it's kind of interesting. The world has grown at about 3%, but China has actually grown faster than that, about 4.17%, whereas the U.S. is a little bit slower than the world, about 2.81. So a lot of that growth has been coming from China.
Talk a little bit about Mexico. That's an interesting dynamic now with all the trade talk, and you know, a big customer for Nebraska corn. How do they fit in the picture?
Yeah, Mexico has been growing their corn consumption pretty robustly over time, too. You know, today they're about 39 million metric tons, or 4% of the world. They're up 153% since 1990. And so they're an important market and a growing market, which, again, this growth is what we want to focus on. And when you look at what countries are growing faster than the world average, Mexico is certainly in there, as well as China, Brazil, India, Egypt, and Vietnam. So those are the areas that are seeing the most growth. So we want to keep that trend going for sure.
Well, definitely. Wrap it up for us. What do corn farmers out there need to know about demand for their product?
Well, when we look at it, demand is clearly pretty strong. And we would really like to see it increase, continue to increase at least at 3%, because, again, we get that world productivity growth. We're going to get some yield growth over time, as well as we're still getting some acreage expansion. So we need that demand to continue. And we look out to where that growth is going to come from, I think it's pretty clear. It's going to come from places like the United States, which is the biggest consumer, China, and then other emerging economies such as India, Mexico, and Vietnam. Those are areas that are growing very rapidly and have a lot of potential. So we want to continue to see them grow. Some of our traditional countries, like Japan, for instance, growing much less slowly. In fact, Japan consumed more corn in 1990 than they did today. So I think the future for corn consumption lies in a lot of those emerging market countries, as well as the United States, just because, you know, we consume so much, 31% of the world's total.
That's Brent Gloy with AgEconomist.com. Also, he is a co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. If you'd like more, go to the blog at AgEconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, it's on the podcast page at RuralRadio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.